This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, and let's go right to him. Brian Baldinger joins us. Baldy, good morning. How you doing?
You know, I'm fantastic, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to be with you, brother.
Hey, and not only that, before we get going, but you're going to be a pro day at University of Miami. Did I hear that the other day on NFL Network?
Next Monday.
Yeah.
Next Monday, Joe. Yep, I'll be watching Cam Ward and, you know, Elijah Arroyo, some of these guys that, you know, are going to be thought pretty high level in the draft, but obviously Cam Ward is going to be the story there. So we'll watch him throw and see how he does. And I don't know, whatever evaluations you can do from a pro day. Joe, I'll see what I can glean.
Yeah. You know, I'm really curious with Cam Ward because they've already said these two quarterbacks wouldn't be, they'd be behind that whole group of guys from a year ago. And I was like, whoa, man, that's okay. I just like everybody to see him in person and for the GMs and head coaches and everybody that will be there, that's he could still be the first overall pick, though, Baldy, right?
Yeah, I mean, whether it's with Tennessee or if Tennessee trades that pick, the Giants need a quarterback right now. Cleveland could still use a quarterback. So, I mean, there's quarterback-needy teams for sure. Not really sure what's going to happen in the trade market, but for right now, I think that, you know, Cam Ward has pretty much solidified himself as the number one quarterback. And if that's the case, he might be the number one pick.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, I got to ask you, guess who's holding us all up here in the business of free agency, speaking of quarterback? Aaron Rodgers.
Your favorite, Joe.
Shocking. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. You surprised? And where's he going to end up? I mean, now their Vikings are in the running, or he might retire. What's the deal? Is this about money?
What it says, Joe, is just how desperate these teams are. I mean, because anybody that watched him last year, he was not good. And, you know, maybe it was still the year removed from the Achilles where he was in such a hurry to get the ball out of his hands. And really the problem was is he couldn't put the ball where he wanted to put it, where he needed to put it, you know, in location. And so, I don't know, like if they're studying the film, if they just think he's – because he's not Aaron Rodgers of 5 years ago. Now, I don't think he's even close to that. So what are you getting? But, yes, the Giants, if he said – I'll play with the Giants. Giants will sign him today. You know, Pittsburgh said, I'll sign with you today. He'd sign with him today. But, you know, he's still evaluating the same with the organization. He's doing his diligence, I guess. He's trying to make up his mind whether it's worth it to play another year. So, yeah, he told him to sign up. But from his standpoint, like he doesn't want to make another mistake like he did with the Jets.
Yeah, Baldy, Omar Kelly here. Do you think that an Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh Steelers is a situation that can work? Because Aaron Rodgers has generally wanted full control, wants his offense, wants his play caller, wants his weapons. And Pittsburgh's an organization. They're clearly not going to give him that. That's a Mike Tomlin-run organization. Do you think that that could possibly work? And would that be a good situation for Aaron?
Well, I don't think... Oh, I don't think right now that he's going to be pushing for that. I mean, I think he did with the Jets when he was trying to build the roster with his own, you know, offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Like, I think those days are over. Mike Tomlin runs that team. He's got a good grip on it. It's a veteran-led team by some of their stars on defense. Like, he's not going to go out there and ask for some of the players that he asked for in New York. Like, that's not going to happen anymore. They just picked up a receiver, DK Metcalf. They've got a slot receiver, you know. And so I think, you know, they got George Pickens on the outside. They're going to draft a running back. Like, I think they're going to be pretty well set. The offense line will, I think, be better than anything he played behind in New York. So I don't think they're going to go out and sign another, you know, Tyron Smith at age 36 with an injury history. I think they're pretty good shape if he goes there right now to kind of just go play football and learn the offense of Arthur Smith.
Hey, Baldy, I wanted to ask you a couple moves made by the Dolphins in free agency. You knew I was going to get around to this. Zach Wilson as a backup quarterback surprise you? What'd you think about the move?
Well, it didn't surprise me. They need a backup quarterback. It was terrible last year. I don't understand the move that they made when they did last year. But, you know, all these quarterbacks that were drafted high, you know, Zach was the second pick in the draft. They go to quarterback rehab. I mean, maybe Sean Payton is quarterback rehab the way Sean McVay is, the way Kyle Shanahan is, the way Kevin O'Connell is. It seems like you take broken-down quarterbacks that have failed in other places. You put them a year in a program about how you actually game plan, what your work week is supposed to be like, what your work ethic has to be. Like, I think some of these guys actually learn a lot a year, even though Zach didn't play this year. I think he might have learned a lot. So I don't think it's a bad move. He was a talented kid, kind of a, you know, not a very hard worker and not a real, I don't know, the guy played just frenetic football. Like, you know, if he calms down and he actually goes through progressions now, his talent might pay off if he gets a chance if Tua goes down this year. So I'm not opposed to the move right now.
Hey, so I got to ask you about offensive line. You and I have talked so much about offensive lines down here with the Miami Dolphins. They get James Daniels, played four games with the Achilles, goes down. How do you like that pickup for the Dolphins? That's been their big pickup so far in free agency.
Yeah, they picked up him and Larry Borum, who was a backup in Chicago, and all you got to do is watch Chicago play last year. And if you're the backup there, what's that say about you? James Daniels, I feel like he's been a declining player really since his first year in Pittsburgh. Like, he just has never been – he's a small guy that had a lot of power coming out of Iowa. He was a center guard type pickup. He could play both positions. He did at college. You know, he played four games last year. You're picking up a guy with an injury history. It's not great. Guys coming back off of Achilles in their first year. We've seen it from a number of quarterbacks. I don't know that it's going to be any better for offensive linemen right now.
What's in the draft? I know you. I don't know how much time you put on it for offensive line. We've been talking because it's got to be a priority for the Dolphins on the line of scrimmage on both sides to get more physical with the big guys. What do you think about the talent in the first few rounds?
Well, I thought they blew it last year by not getting Graham Barton. Like, I thought they had an upgraded center. Tampa did it, and their offense completely changed with him in there. Like, there's a number of really good interior offensive linemen and a number of, you know, offensive tackles that might become guards. But there's a lot of options in this draft, Joe. I don't think you have to spend a first-round pick to get a good player this year. I don't think there's a top-10 pick in offensive line in this draft. But I do think there's a number – I think there's a lot of really good depth. I was at the Senior Bowl this year, and, you know, I thought that there was a lot of really good players that I think could come in and help teams right away. You know, last year the Steelers took a fifth-round pick in Mason McCormick. He started at right guard for them. They took Zach Frazier in the second round at center. He started for them. They were really good players. I think the same thing as this year. I think you find guys on second and third day picks that can come in and start for you right now.
Hey, so I got to ask you, I was shocked by this one. Cincinnati, the Brown family, known to be really tight with their money, to get both those receivers done. I had to start the show with that this morning. I was shocked to see it. It was big money, but they put it out there and got two of the guys, and Trey Hendrickson's now on deck to see if they can get a deal done there. That surprise you?
It surprised me because I thought they'd get Jamar done. I didn't know that they could get T done like they did, so that surprised me to get two guys done. That's hard for any team at wide receiver, much less since being at Cincinnati. But the salary cap is up to $279 million right now, Joe. There's a lot more money to spend. So I think it's a good message to any Bengal player that they can take care of their own. Mm-hmm. They might have to, you know, I was out at training camp twice last year. I mean, those guys played catch on the sidelines for the entire training camp waiting for a contract. So they can't afford that to happen. But if they could get Trey Hendrickson done, I don't. And he's got one more year left. He's under contract this year. He does have one more year left. You know, but if you're going to move him and you can't get the deal done, you might as well try to get something for him. And that's really what the trade talk is about. But if they could get Trey Hendrickson extended, that says a lot about the organization right now.
Let me ask you this question, Baldy, because you talked about it with the Bengals and Miami's situation. They feel like not having guys work during the offseason kind of threw off their synergy, especially from an offensive standpoint. How much difference do you think that truly makes in terms of having guys working consistently during the offseason and then during training camp?
I do think it makes a difference. I remember, I mean, this is a long time ago, but I remember when Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and, you know, Deion, all those guys were working out in the offseason at Valley Ranch in Dallas. I mean, that was a precursor to them winning three Super Bowls in 4 years, the work that they put in and turning things around. I do think it makes a difference, but does Tyreek Hill need to be working with Tua Tagovailoa every day, you know, over at, you know, their practice facility? Probably not. But at the same time, it can't hurt. I mean, they didn't have a good year together last year. Tyreek didn't have a good year. Tua didn't have a good year. I mean, I do think if you want to rebound from a subpar season, that would be a good thing to do, just building chemistry. And if you're putting any new ideas in, new concepts in, it'd be good to get them kind of ironed out before you actually get to training camp and start really, you know, putting your team together.
Hey, Baldy, I wanted to ask you, I know you got pro days and then the draft's going to be right around the corner. Like, if you're the Dolphins, we got 10 draft picks. You got hit on some draft picks, man. I know we're talking about free agency and we didn't go out and make a big splash and we tried to get some bargains and get guys because of the money situation. But you got hit on the draft. At the end of the day, when you got that many draft picks, a couple extra fours, an extra five, we got to have some guys who can come in and play right away. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I know you signed two safeties in free agency.
Yeah.
Melifuanu from Detroit, and you picked up Ashton Davis from the Jets. I mean, neither one of those guys have been starters. You got to replace Javon Holland. That's a good draft for safeties. But, you know, safety is a position. Corner is always a position in Miami, it seems like. I know Kader
need
Cole
one.
Was,
yeah. Know, well, we need
you
one.
Need a corner.
Yeah.
So, you know, corner, you usually, if you want a starting corner and a great corner, you usually got to spend a first-round pick to get them. You usually don't find those guys later in the draft. So, corner is a premier position right now. Offensive line is still a premier position for this football team. I think, you know, look, they've moved on at running back right now. That's fine. But I think, you know, defensive line, like, are they going to be able to get Calais Campbell back? Are they going to keep Benito Jones? Like, they had a good rotation at defensive tackle last year. This is a great draft for defensive tackle, as good as I can remember in a long time. So, and it's deep, too. So, I mean, defensive line, for sure, it has to be upgraded. You just don't know what Jalen Phillips is going to be at this stage after two major injuries. Chop Robinson showed some things, but defensive line, corner, I know they...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
They picked up some linebackers, but I don't know exactly, you know, what K.J. Britt, like he started last year in Tampa, or Terrell Dodson is. Like, but this is a good draft for linebackers. Jod Campbell sitting out there from Alabama, that guy looks like he could do everything for you. But I'm with you. I mean, I would say no less than three starters, Joe, coming out of this draft is what you got to hope for at this point.
Yeah, we just can't have that development of 2 and 3 years and wonder if the Cam Smiths of the world can play, and here we go again. And all.
That was a second-round pick, Joe, and yeah. I don't think he's, you know, I don't know if he's going to make the roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Not exactly on their very excited list right now over in training facility after the first two, for sure.
Baldy, let me ask you a little bit about the defensive. You talk about this being a deep defensive tackle draft. What are some of the prospects that you really like? Obviously, everybody knows about Mason Graham, his Michigan partner in Kenneth Grant. But who else intrigues you?
Well, the partner next to Mason Graham is really interesting to me. Because Kenneth Grant is 345 pounds, and he looks dominant out there. He looks actually like a better prospect than does Mason Graham to me. He's just, I like bigger. I think bigger is better. But Walter Nolan at Ole Miss, for example, I'm going to go to Penn State's Pro Day to go see Abdul Carter and to see Ty Warren, who is maybe the best tight end prospect I've seen in a long time. And I talk to guys around the league, general manager of the league. I'm like, am I going to see a pro at Penn State's Pro Day? And they're like, no, we're going to be at Mississippi's Pro Day. It's the same day. But that's because Walter Nolan is there. They've got a defensive end there that's there. Derek Harmon at Oregon is a big defensive tackle that has a lot of upside to him. I saw Deone Walker at Kentucky. He's 6'7" and a half. He's 345. Oh, if he can learn to stay low, like, he's got real promise because he moves really good. But Alfred Collins at Texas at 6'6", 340 pounds, like, they're big defensive tackles in this draft. T.J. Sanders is 6'5", 300 pounds. C.J. West tested really good at Indiana. Like, he's 6'2", 316 pounds. I just got hit up by Joshua Farmer at Florida State. When are you going to do a breakdown on me, Baldy? I could go on and on and on, Omar. Yeah. Like, it's deep, like, into day three. Defensive tackles in this draft. This kid, J.J. Peguis at Mississippi, shows, like, real flexibility at inside and outside. Shamar Turner at Texas A&M. Like, honestly, when I started studying this draft, I wrote up 20 defensive tackles that could be taken maybe in the first, four rounds of this draft, and I just hit a bunch of them. But I saw him at the Senior Bowl, Omar, and I – down there with me watching every drill was Mike Tomlin and, Mike Vrabels. Like, they were all watching these kids because they've got NFL bodies. They've got some twitch. They all got size. Like, it's real promise from this group.
Baldy, that's great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. And, hey, I hope to see you Monday at we're going live.
You're going live?
Yeah, I think we're going live out there. We're going to be out there early.
I don't know what time I'm going to be out there. I think the thing is, like, I think the quarterbacks throw like at 4 o'clock, Joe. I got to double check that.
Well, then you're telling me if so that's gonna be
I'm gonna be there all day, Joe.
Yeah,
so
Baldy's gonna have an all nighter. Baldy's gonna have an all nighter and
no,
then show
Baldy
up for work at noon.
Baldy takes care of himself. Baldy's all business. Yeah. Fort Lauderdale life, and he's very calm. Fort Lauderdale life. Don't worry about that.
Joe, listen. In order to get ready, I'm in the Bahamas right now, Joe. So, like, I'm getting ready.
Baldy, last been good today.